You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You know, I always like to start with something interesting, and it happened 50 years ago. I'm talking about the first cell phone call. It happened in downtown Manhattan. Marty Cooper, he worked for Motorola, and then he had a rival over at AT&T. Now, the guy at AT&T said, Marty, you're just a dummy, okay? People are not going to want to walk around with a phone. Why would they want to do that, okay? We have at AT&T and Bell Labs the car phone, okay? Ooh. People are going to be in their cars, and they're going to want to be on the phone. So Marty's like, all right, no, that's not going to happen. So he calls this big press conference in April, 50 years ago. And he says, all right, I'm going to demonstrate the first phone call that happens on the street. One radio reporter showed up.
Oh, jeez.
Nobody from any of the media outlets, because they're like, oh, get out of here. Like, what's the big deal with this? So Marty takes this one reporter from 1010 Winds in New York, and he goes on a corner, and he's looking right at his rival's window, and he calls him. Because he's thinking to himself, who should I call? He said, you know, he told me, he's like, I could call my wife, I'd call my kids, but I'm going to call this guy. So he calls him, and he says, you know, Bob, look out your window, because I'm on the corner talking to you on a portable phone. And the guy actually said to Marty, I told you before, this is the stupidest idea that anybody could ever come up with. So that's the story of the first cell phone call. You know, and they used to think that these phones were loaded with bacteria back then. That's why they called them a cell phone. I know. Hey, I'm so thrilled that you're joining us here on Kim Komando today. This is the Friday podcast. It's different than Monday through Thursday. And that's my radio show that airs on, I don't know, 425 top stations throughout the United States and also in 175 different countries. But on Fridays, we like to have some more fun with the people from Komando.com. And joining us, as always, is our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Allie, what do you have on tap for us?
I've got some iPhone and Android updates. And I'm also going to give you a few of my favorite little cybersecurity rules, tricks, habits. No steps involved, but stuff that's going to keep you safer.
See, and that's really important stuff. It is. It really is. And then we have, of course, our magnificent millennial and our very own internet scout, Matthew Keffel. And Matt, what do you have on tap?
Today I'm going to talk about an interesting local Phoenix news story that ends with a twist, as well as how to digitize old paper address books and some cool trending items on Amazon.
Ooh. Hey, now this is fun. You can also watch us do the show on YouTube. And so if you're more of a visual person, just head over to youtube.com/Kim Komando. And then make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. So anytime that a new video drops, you are automatically notified. And if you're a new listener, we're so glad that you're here. And if you're a regular listener, you know, welcome back. And we always like to get your feedback. podcasts@Komando.com. All right, let's start with the news. Important tech stuff that you need to know. And I'm going to go first, as always, and come with me for just a moment to Libertyville, Illinois. Do you know where that is? It's a small town outside of Chicago. And that's where a carjacking occurred. Imagine this, a 34-year-old woman. She's 6 months pregnant. She has two kids in her car.
Oh.
She pulls into her driveway, and she takes one of the kids out and brings him into the house because the kids are in car seats.
Mm-hmm.
She goes back to the driveway to get the other kid out. And that's when she noticed that in the driveway was a white BMW. A man got out of the BMW, knocked the pregnant woman to the ground, drove off with her Volkswagen.
Oh, no.
And the guy ran over the pregnant woman in the process.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now inside her car, in the car seat, was her 2-year-old little boy.
Mm.
Now, Volkswagens, they have something called CarNet, and this is an electronic system that allows you to start the car remotely, figure out where the car is located. And so the deputy chief of Lake County Sheriff's Office in Illinois, a guy by the name of Chris Cavelli, okay, he's smart. He's like, hey, this is a recent Volkswagen. It's a carjacking. I can call up Volkswagen, and they can tell me exactly where that car is located. So he calls Volkswagen, and he says, all right, so I need your help. There's been a carjacking. There's a 2-year-old boy in the back. You know, we think that BMW was stolen, so we don't know where this guy's headed off. He pleaded with them for 16 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
To say, you know, where's the car? That's a long time.
Yeah. Long
16
time.
Minutes.
Too
okay.
Long.
And the operator, the customer service rep at Volkswagen said, I'm sorry, sir, I can't help you because the owner of that car has not paid for that service. Okay.
You're kidding.
And he's like, no, you don't understand. This is like an emergency. I'm sorry, sir. We need a credit card. It's $150 a year. Okay. So he's like, no, you don't understand. This is time. There's a child in the back seat. Sorry. Do you have a valid credit card? I'll give you my credit card. He gives him his personal credit card number. Okay. So police, they actually recovered both the child and the car without the help of the tracking service.
Oh, man.
Okay. Now, the woman obviously sustained a lot of injuries. She's still in the hospital. She's in stable condition. Her car was found abandoned in a parking lot. So, Volkswagen, WTF, mates, right?
Yeah. Seriously.
Okay. I mean, there needs to be some training there. I mean, that if a police law enforcement, or even they could have called the guy back. I mean, they should have done something. Now, Volkswagen has come out and said, oh, gosh, you know, ooh, we're so sorry.
Oopsies.
Yeah. Okay. You know, they're lucky. Volkswagen's lucky that nothing happened to that child.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, but then there's the flip side. What if it was a stalker?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out where this person is in the car, and then they pretend to be a police officer. So there needs to be some checks and balances. But, you know, just a word to the wise is that if you have this car, you have this service available to your car, and if it's $150, you know, it's probably money very well spent.
Yeah.
Because it's not just that you can unlock and lock your car remotely. I mean, there's a lot of safety features that go along with it. So I just wanted to pass that story along because I just found that incredulous.
Mm-hmm.
That,
absolutely.
That, you know, it's a training issue, really. It's a training issue at Volkswagen that when these calls come in, somebody needs to know, like, you know, I'm sorry, sir, I need your credit card. It's $150 in order for us to turn on that service right now. Crazy stuff. All right, Matt, what's going on in your news world?
Yeah, this is just like I said at the beginning, this is a interesting Phoenix news story with a twist at the end. So let's see if you can catch it. This week in Phoenix, a man was arrested after trying to sell an illicit item on social media for $25,000. Now, this
illicit.
Is a illicit item. I'm not going to tell you what it is. See if you can guess. Now, this item is very illegal to own, especially in Phoenix. And so after getting word of this, the Phoenix PD, along with a government agency, set up a sting operation where they went communication back and forth with this guy and set up a price and a drop and a time, $20,000, and they were going to meet the next day. Before that could happen, the police department raided the home of this man. His name was Carlos Castro Altrez. And inside the home, they found not only the illicit item, but dozens of other illicit items as well. So he was charged and taken to jail. Can you guess what the item was?
$25,000. Wow.
$25,000. And he had dozens of other ones similar in his home.
I'm trying to think if there's like a gun that could possibly cost that much money.
It's not guns.
Kim, you have
what do you think?
I was going to say a Volkswagen.
Sorry. It wasn't cars. It ended up being a 6-month-old baby tiger cub.
What?
Yeah, I know.
A tiger cub?
Exactly. The government agency was the Game and Fish Department.
It wasn't the DEA or something.
And the other illicit items were a grown American alligator and dozens of snapping turtles they also found in this man's home. Yes. Now,
wait a minute. There's a guy that was living with alligators, snapping turtles, and tiger cubs?
Exactly. Not that far from where we're recording right this minute. There was a man. Tigers, alligators, snapping turtles. Oh my, right? Just down the street.
Yes, exactly.
No, but the crazy thing is, this isn't a one-off. This actually just happened recently in New Mexico, just one state over, where a man actually was trying to sell a Bengal tiger cub for $35,000. He was again found through a sting operation, arrested, and found with other illicit animals in his home. So,
oh my gosh.
This is happening more than you think.
Where was he trying to sell this thing? Where was he trying to sell it?
He had it on Facebook Marketplace.
No way. Yeah. Honest?
Now, it was...
Right alongside like the old dresser and the baby clothes, you know, tiger cubs.
Now, the crazy thing is, you know, we all have to look at this and say, you know, maybe, possibly, don't sell wild exotic animals on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. It's probably not going to go well for you.
Yes. That's the takeaway here.
That's the takeaway.
All right. I have to tell you a story, okay, about Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
I have a friend. And we were talking about like vacation plans and things that were going to be going on, you know, in the spring. And I said to her, I said, so what do you have planned? She said, well, you know, I can't really go anywhere because I have trouble finding somebody to watch Onion. I said, And so I'm thinking like child, dog. And I said, Onion, what is Onion? And she said, oh, it's my pet emu.
What?
And I said, I'm sorry, you have an emu? And she said, yes. I said, you know, I looked at her. I said, I've never met anybody who had a pet emu. And she said, she goes, what? Well, the story's crazy. And then, of course, you're like, okay, you got to tell me the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
So she said, okay. So she had one too many cocktails. And she
As
went
all emu purchases
on Facebook
do.
To the emu group. Okay. and they were talking about emu owners, and she said, she, you know, one cocktail after another one, that she convinced them that she would be a good emu owner. She said, because, you know, they have to vet you.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. Sure.
And so, she gives them $500. Okay. And on her credit card, she totally forgets about it. Just forgets about it. Okay. So, like 7 months later, the woman calls from the Facebook emu group. And says, I have your emu. And she's like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. Okay. So she goes and picks up the emu. Okay.
What?
And
like in her car?
Well, it's just a little baby bird at that time. Oh, it's not like a big emu. Now the emu is about, she's pretty tall. I think it's about 5'8". This, is a big bird.
That's
this
way taller than me. Okay.
And she said, like, you know, her whole backyard just trashed because the emu eats everything. The emu, like, will eat salads. And so she can't have a garden anymore. And then she's got a duck. And the duck hangs out with the emu because they're afraid of coyotes. And so they sleep together and they're friends. And this, and like, you know, she sent me a picture of her and the emu's like hugging her and all this other stuff.
Oh, man.
So I said, you know, I'm just curious, like, you know, dog lives like, you know, 10, 12 years. And, you know, an emu, that's a big bird. I mean, you know, how long does an emu live? She looks at me, she goes, oh, that's the problem. I said, what? She goes, I'm 37. This emu will live 34 years.
Oh, man. Going to be in her 60s with an emu?
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine?
So I told her, I said, you know, you have to stop drinking, okay, on Facebook. Okay, Amazon, you know, you just, like, from now on, like, Wi-Fi off. Cocktail, Wi-Fi off. I mean, that's just the way it is. All right, Allie, what do you got for news?
Oh, it's no emu story, but man, okay. Are you two of those people who, when your phone pops up with time to update, are you the, I'll do it later, okay, I'll do it right now, or do it while I'm sleeping?
Do it when I'm sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do it right now.
I'm a right now person too. Mm. Only because if I ever click remind me later, I will click remind me later forever until the end of it. It's like the snooze button. I can't snooze or I snooze forever. Mm-hmm. So we like to go over updates when there's something particularly interesting on your iPhone or your Android, or when something breaks. And speaking of, we'll start with the iPhone. If you've noticed your phone charging a lot more slowly, you are not alone. That's a new feature added in iOS 16.1 called Clean Energy Charging. And when it's on, which it is by default, your phone will charge a lot slower if the electrical grid isn't getting a lot of a cleaner energy source like solar or wind. Seems cool, maybe in theory, but people are saying, you know what, my phone is taking forever to charge. If you are in a hurry and you don't have time for that, you can turn it off, go into your settings and then the battery, and in the battery health and charging, you can disable it there. One thing to note though, I think this is actually pretty cool. It works with your phone's battery optimization and your phone knows your charging habits. So let's say Matt's iPhone knows, all right, Matt usually charges me around 9 o'clock and he lives in Phoenix. Well, if you're in another place, so maybe thinks you're on vacation or somewhere else, it won't go into the slower charging mode. Or if you're charging during a time that you don't normally, like you plug in your phone at 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. it knows, oh, Matt needs battery right now. We're not going to slow him down. So it's actually pretty cool that it optimizes that way. So if you're, you know, a charge your phone overnight person, you don't really care if it goes a little slower, leave it on. If you really are bothered by it, go ahead. You can turn it off. On to Android. Hello, my Android people. Google just rolled out a bunch of new features. I'm only going to go through the most exciting because some are boring, like, I don't know, new emoji combinations, whatever. Ooh. But Google Magic Eraser. I have a Pixel, and for a long time, this was a Pixel-exclusive feature and a really cool thing, actually. It's basically, you have a picture, you can click anything in the background, a person, an object, just whatever it is, click it, and it just goes away. And it works really well. It blends right into the background. Every time I try it, I'm impressed. Now you can get this on any Android phone or even your iPhone, if you have an iPhone.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's one little caveat, totally free. You have to be a Google One subscriber. So if you get that $2 a month charge from Google for extra storage, that includes you. So you can use Magic Eraser.
Sweet.
PDF editing. This is always nice because who wants to deal with Acrobat or anything else? Really easy to edit PDFs on an iPhone, a little harder on an Android, but not really anymore. Now, when you open a PDF in Google Drive, you can scribble all over it, annotate, do whatever you want. You don't have to go into any settings or anything. Just grab your, you know, stylus if you use one, or your finger, and you can just write right on the PDF.
Oh, that's cool. Nice. That's great.
Yeah. And then one more I know is going to be useful for lots of people. Okay. How many of you are the person who zooms a lot in your browser?
Me.
Yeah.
Y'all do. I do.
Yeah. You can now change the default size of everything, images, pictures, the text, and you can set it so that it doesn't change. And you can go up to 300% bigger. So if you're one of those, you know, real big zoomers, you can change that. And the best part is every time you open up Chrome, it's going to stay that way. So you're not going to have to reset it and redo it for every web page, which is nice.
Handy.
We got a few more of them on the website, better audio for Google Meet. Again, those emojis. If you're really into combining emojis, cool. Good for you. Go over to commander.com and we'll walk you through all the steps for that stuff.
So what's an example of when you would combine an emoji?
These are the ones that they just added, actually. They did some in time for March Madness. So on an Android, if you click, say, the sun, like, a little sun, it will make you different emoji combinations with the sun. So you'll get a sun that has hard eyes. You'll get a sun that's doing, you know, crying, laughing. So you get different versions of those. So they just added a basketball. So you can get maybe a basketball with, I don't know,
an
star
emu.
Eyes. Yeah. An emu.
Yes.
It's, I think they call them emoji kitchen, something like that. And you can mix and match emojis. Yeah.
I use emojis all the time. And coming up,
yeah.
I'm going to be talking about something that I just learned about. It's called dry texting. And that's in our What the Heck headline of the week. Also, I have a tip about how to find that hidden map of everywhere that you go. And then we're going to learn from Matt how to digitize an old school address book. That's right.
Wow.
And then Allie's going to share 3 habits to keep our online life safe and secure. And we got that. And of course, I have the joke at the end, a solid 8, I'm telling you. So you don't want to miss that. We're so thrilled that you're spending your time with us here on Kim Komando today. If you're listening any other day of the week, well, then you know that you're also in the know. And there's another way that you can even get more tech smarts. You know what that is. You get our free newsletters. So head over to komando.com/subscribe. And you're going to join 400,000 folks who get digital smarts every single day. That's right. komando.com/subscribe. Which, by the way, I just want to talk about the newsletters. I got a complaint in my email box this morning. I almost sent it to you guys because I don't know who it was from, but she just said one line. Love the newsletter content. Hate all the ads. And I wanted to write her back and say, we do too.
Guess what? Yeah.
So the newsletters are going to have a whole new look over the next couple of weeks. And so make sure that you subscribe now, commando.com/subscribe. All right. If you want to be shocked, both iPhone and Google, they have features that allow you to look at your significant location histories. And basically, that's everywhere that you've been. Okay. It's just, yeah. And it's all on a map. And so if you're wondering if your spouse or partner or somebody is wandering, you can always look at their map and you can say, you said you were going to work, but you work at home and that's not the home where you were. So just wanted to let you know. So why do they do this? They say that this way your phone can suggest shortcuts and maps into your frequently guessed locations. Like it may say that, you know, like, for example, when I was taking care of my mom, I thought that I actually lived at the Mayo Clinic. It'd say, oh, you're going home to the Mayo Clinic. I'm like, no, not exactly. Your phone can also remind you to pick up things along the way. Like maybe you set reminders for groceries. So say, hey, you know, there's a Sprouts Market right nearby. So you might want to jump in there and get that. They also say it improves battery life because if it knows exactly where you're going, it doesn't have to use a lot of juice to figure out how to get there because it says, oh, we already know where you're gone. So on your iPhone, it's called Significant Locations. And it's a nightmare to find, meaning that you go to settings, privacy, location services, system services, and then you find it, which nobody ever just remembered.
No.
And what I think is really fascinating that when you get into your iPhone settings, there's that search box at the top. So you can type in things. So like you can say like increase font size or battery health, and it will take you right to it. Do you know if you search for significant locations? It does not appear.
Oh, tricky. They make it hard to find.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. They really make it hard to find. So if you want to find it, we have all the steps over at the website. And on Google, it's called Your Timeline, basically the whole thing. And if you're concerned about your privacy, you can turn these features off. You can delete your location history. And again, just search for significant locations or timeline over at the website, commando.com. But I will tell you that, you know, I've been moving again. Moving. Mm-hmm. I'm always moving. It seems like over the last 2 years, I'm just constantly moving because, you know, the house that we're building in September 19th, 2022, I had a meeting with the contractor and the contractor said, well, you know, the house is going to be ready in January. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'll believe it when I see it.
And saw it.
Okay. And he looked at me with all sincerity. And he said, I can understand why he'd say that. I've missed every deadline that I've given you. And I said, so now we're March. And guess what? Still not done.
Not done.
So anyway, I found a book of maps at last. Get it? Like Atlas?
Oh.
I get it. I'm sorry about that. All right. So Matt, this is about your mom. I love this story.
Yes. All right. Now, I might have mentioned that I might have once or twice that I'm getting married soon. It's been brought up a couple of times. No big deal.
I'm surprised when you say that you don't say, and we're registered at.
Yeah. You can find our registry at Shelley and Matt. I'm just kidding. And so we're at that process where we're doing our save the dates. We're sending out magnets that have our faces on it that are all pretty and have the date of the wedding and everything. Aww. So we're sending those out. Now, I don't have the addresses of every single family member that I'm sending these out to, right? So I asked my mom, I say, hey, mom, can I get the address book? I think it's going to be a file that she sends me. She opens a drawer, pulls out a paper contacts book and gives it to me, right? So I bring this home and I start looking through it. I realize she's had the same one for at least 10 years and hasn't digitized any of it. It's all just handwritten addresses in this tiny little red book. So I say to myself, I really gotta digitize this for her, or at least help her digitize this. And in the process, I was thinking, well, I'll just, you know, write them into her contacts on her phone and do it all manually. And I was like, there's gotta be a faster way. So I started doing some research and I found three apps that you can use to do this really quickly. I used all three of them to see which one works best. The last one is the best. I'll tell you that going forward, but they all work really well for specific instances. The first one's called Circleback. It's really good. It can scan any handwritten documents and turn that into text that then automatically saves as a contact. The problem is it's not very good at picking up the words, especially if it's written in cursive. It's basically meant for business cards, but it still does work. It's really cool because you can link it up to your Gmail account and it'll actually pull the addresses from emails you've received into your contacts.
Oh,
so then you automatically have those. Now, It is free and it has no ads. So how do you think they're paying for it? It's probably your data.
They're getting all the contacts. That's what
exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's give and take. Do your research. Make sure. Just be careful. The second one is called Minted. This is actually really good for the specific situation that I found myself in. It's specifically designed to read handwritten documents and stuff like that. And so you're able to actually scan the cursive or whatever it's written in, and it automatically creates the contact. Now, it's not foolproof. I did have to make some edits here and there because it will pick up on a weird G or a Z or cursive. So, but it does work really well. I was able to do about half of it this way, but I wanted to try one more. And that's just to use Google. As you were talking about with Google Lens, you can just go into Google, upload a picture into Google, and then it will slide over to text and it'll recognize all that text. At that point, what I did was I just copied and pasted all that into her contacts on her phone and finished it that way with Google. So all three of these are free. It depends on who you want to give your data to. So it's not like Google's not collecting your data, but these other ones are as well. So make your choices there.
You know what? You're just a great son. Don't you think, Allie?
You are. I mean, yes, that's what I was thinking the whole time. What a good son.
I try. Yeah, I try.
That is so nice. You know, you're
my mom's a great mom.
Because
so
I was just going
to
say,
you're a great mom.
You're a great son because you have a great mom.
Yes.
So I went to the eye doctor this past week, and because I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my transplants and corneas and stuff like that. And so I was staying at Ian's house. And so Barry and I go over to UCLA. And I go get like two tests, and then I'm seeing one doctor, and then I go see another doctor, then I go see another doctor. So anyway, and so we're in there talking to one doctor, and Barry's like, "Oh, I gotta go," because he got a phone call. I'm like, kind of rude, right? So he comes right back in and sits back down, and then we leave, and there's Ian. He wanted to know where we were.
Oh, so
he's like, I'm like, "You didn't need to come." He's like, "I wanted to be here to support you." I'm like, "Oh.
Another good son.
Good sons all around."
Aww, exactly.
That's lovely.
All right. So, Allie, cybersecurity tips. We love these, right?
Yes. I'm a big believer in habits. It's a nice way to not have to make a decision every time you're doing something. Sometimes we do it with things like, I don't know, exercise, right? Kim knows she's going to get, 18,000 steps a day?
20 billion steps a day.
Yes. Yeah. I do.
She doesn't have to think about it. Yes. I know that I like to load the dishwasher before I go to bed. I don't have to think about it. Let's talk about cybersecurity in the same way. Three simple things you can do to just be safer online. No complicated steps. When you Google something, don't click the ad at the top. That result might be the real website, but it might not be. We have seen so many of these. I've warned you about, you know, everything from Home Depot to a restaurant, right? Pretending to be one thing. They're trying to get your credit card or they're trying to get your information. So keep scrolling, go past anything that says sponsored and go with those. Next, close your browser, at least sometimes, please, like at least once a week or so. Yeah. You don't have any excuses if you're the person yelling, "But my tabs, I'm going to lose my tabs." No, you can set your browser so that all your tabs will reopen when you open it. If you don't know how to do that, we have steps over on commando.com. Why does it matter? Well, when you restart your browser, that's when it makes an update, right? So if there's an update waiting for you, you have to close down the browser for it to go. And finally, you know when you download an app and it says, Matt, you probably, this is related to your topic, when it says, "Do you want to share your address book? Give us all your contacts and we'll find your friends." Don't. Just say no. You're giving away a lot of information and you're doing something not very nice to all your friends and family because you're giving their information to that app too. And they probably, if you ask them, would say, "No, I don't want you to do that."
No, I wouldn't. No, nobody wants that. Nobody be like, you know, just ask all your friends, "Do you mind if I just give your personal address and your personal cell phone number to like the universe? Would that be okay?"
Exactly. No. It totally is that. And I think we used to never think twice about doing that, right? You would download a new social meetup. Yeah, find my friends. And now we realize,
No.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that.
No.
Great tips. Really. Thanks, Al. Yeah. All right, let's talk about what's coming up because we want you to stay right here with us. Well, just a few moments, I have the What the Heck headline of the week. And if you're a dry texter, I'm going to tell you what that means. plus, our very own internet scout, Matt, is going to be bringing you the hottest viral items on the internet right now. And then, of course, Allie has a really another strange way to make some good money. So stay right with us here on Kim Commando Today. Just a reminder that if you want to get more tech smarts, be sure that you get our newsletters, commando.com/subscribe. And we're going to be sending out some new formatted newsletters in just a few weeks. So if you, you know, maybe you had the newsletters, you're like, oh gosh, I used to get so many of them, or oh gosh, I hated the ads. Well, life is going to be good again. We're changing all of that. We're changing it up. And as a podcast listener, you're like kind of in the know because all the other hundreds of thousands of people who maybe get the newsletters and don't get the podcast for some reason, I don't understand why, not is that they're going to be sitting there saying, what happened? But you will be there first. So make sure that you sign up at commando.com/subscribe, commando.com/subscribe. All right. So I have the What the Heck headline of the week, and here it is.
Uh-oh.
This is not me speaking. This is the headline. I'm a dry texter. It beats emojis or verbal diarrhea.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That got me to open that story up and say what it is. Ever heard of dry texting? I was like, I don't know what that is. And so dry texting is when somebody texts you with little or no words and sends like one or two replies. And sometimes it gets on your nerves. Mm. These are these terse, single-word responses to chatty messages, they say. So, and sometimes they're viewed as hostile or hurtful or inadequate.
Yeah, this is trying to just rebrand, like, being rude.
Or just saying K.
Yes.
Ugh.
Just say K.
Ugh.
I do that. I'm sorry. I do that.
Yeah.
I say K. Or okay, or sure, or all right, yeah, fine. NP.
Fine.
I do that.
Yeah.
I do that. I say NP. No problem.
NP, yeah.
NP. But you don't always do that, Kim.
No, I don't. Not all.
And you do it to respond to something.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Yes.
I think it's different.
Yeah.
There's also thanks. I don't know why that's the dry texture, THX. Or I don't know. That's another one. IDK.
IDK.
I think that if you're actually thankful, then you can type out the word thanks.
Or if you put the little praying hands.
Yeah, there you go.
Something like that. They gave an example of, wouldn't this be horrible? Wouldn't this be horrible? So, okay, go back to when you're just first dating, okay?
Oh, no.
And you just do that. You have that. So it's just getting serious. And you text the other person, I love you.
Oh.
Okay. And then they text back a thumbs up or a K.
Oh,
or a
my
K.
Gosh.
The salute
K.
emoji.
Yes. Yeah, the salute emoji. That would be perfect.
Yeah.
I love that.
Roger that.
All right. So, you know, and older folks are now having their own texting lingo. And I have four examples of that. ATD. ATD. So if somebody older texts you that ATD. That means at the doctor's. At the doctor's.
Okay.
BFF. A BFF. Anything, you know, okay, older person, BFF. Best friend's funeral.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
FWIW. FWIW.
What it's worth? What?
Forgot where I was. Okay. And I have one more. HGBM. HGBM. Had good bowel movement.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. See, look at all the stuff that we pass along week after week. I mean, this is just amazing.
The knowledge.
It is.
You're
it's
welcome.
Incredible.
All right. So, Matt, tell us what the internet's talking about.
You know, I do spend a lot of time on social media. I will admit that. And sometimes I run across really interesting items that I usually just share with my friends and family. I'm like, oh, yeah, check this out. This is kind of cool. Maybe you should buy this for so and so or so and so. But I thought, you know what? I will give the gift of these items to our listeners today by sharing a few with you that I found incredible over the last few weeks. The first one is a battery-powered box cutter. Now, we all know that feeling after Christmas or after you order an Emu, you just have way too much stuff in all these boxes.
Right.
And they're just piling up in the garage and not you're trying to fit them in the trash can. You can't get them in. And so you pull out scissors or whatever, a knife. What if you had one that you could just cut through those boxes like butter? Well, that's exactly what this thing does.
I need
it's
this.
$44.99. Yeah, it's fantastic. It's $44.99. It's a little bit pricey, but they claim that it literally can cut through boxes like nothing, and you can cut those all down in seconds and get them in the trash can. Mm. You don't have to have that pile of boxes building up in your garage. So pretty handy.
I think I just got talked into that.
I know. I'm raising my hand.
Go.
Pile of boxes in the garage. Yes, that's me.
Yeah.
Yes.
The next one I thought was really, really cool. Have you ever heard of a stapless stapler? Yeah, this is going viral right now. It's pretty cool. Basically, what it does is it's a stapler, and when you click it, It just makes a little puncture hole and then folds those two little pieces of paper together, so it keeps the paper together.
Oh,
now, who uses a ton of staples anymore?
Nobody.
Who's sitting here saying, man, I really need more staples. I've been out of staples and I have a lot of stapling to do. Well, if you buy this stapleless stapler, you never have to buy staples again. And if you ever actually need a stapler, you have one that works right there sitting in your cabinet. Nice. And it's only $11.89. So 12 bucks, well, stapleless stapler. Check it out.
I just got tucked into another item.
There you go. Collapsible water bottle. Now, I recently mentioned that I went to Disneyland. And if you ever have to bring in water or you want to be able to fill something up on the inside, you know that it's all about lightweight. If you're backpacking, if you're going on a trip and you want to bring a water bottle, this thing's incredible. So it's a collapsible water bottle and it has these diamond shapes all over it. And so it expands into a full size water bottle. And then when you want to take it somewhere, you just push down on the top and it completely collapses. It's about the size of a really thin wallet. So it's about this big, like a silver dollar kind of.
Now that's actually handy. Like, I'm just saying, like, I could use that. Because so I could fill it up before I go for my, you know, 5 miler walk. And then when there I get done, I just put it in back in my pocket. That's great.
Ooh. Exactly.
Love that.
And it's 12 bucks.
Love that.
So it's not even going to break the bank. Now I have a couple more. There's a crock pot separator. Allows you to cook two things in the crock pot at the same time. A mechanical back scratcher that I really, really want.
Ooh.
A mechanical drawing board or a magnetic drawing board for kids. It's really cool. Little marble balls that go in these little circles. It's really, really cool. And a handy pickle fork, a fork that you can use so you don't have to get your fingers all pickle juicy. We're going to have all these extra items over on commando.com. So
did you just use the phrase pickle juicy? Is that what
you're pickle juicy? That's a common, you don't use the word pickle juicy every day.
You know, that's something that I never thought I would ever say on a podcast. Pickle juicy. I mean,
pickle juicy.
You know, just kind of a strange thing.
That kind of sounds like did you see her? She's pickle juicy.
Yes,
yeah, she's pickle juicy.
Then I can just K and P. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, coming up, Allie's got a truly unique and unconventional way to make money that you don't want to miss. And if you need a good laugh, I'm telling you, my joke at the end is a solid 8. Hey, it's Kim Commando today, and do us a big, huge favor. Make sure that you give us a great 5-star review. And speaking of reviews, we recently got one, and I don't have it exactly in front of me, but basically the gist of it is we got a 3 stars. And I was like, 3 stars? How can somebody give us Kim Commando today 3 stars? I mean, what the heck's going on? So she goes on this whole thing about how, I mean, if you already know how to use an authenticator app, and if you already know how to make sure that your privacy is being secure online, and if you already know about all the scams, and if you already know about artificial intelligence, this is not the podcast for you.
Well.
Okay, then.
So she gives us 3 stars.
She's too
sure.
smart.
Yeah. You should have her on the show. She can tell us.
Yeah, she's just too smart for all this. Yes, exactly. So I started thinking about this, like, analogies. Okay. This person goes to a Chinese restaurant, the best Chinese restaurant in the entire state, in the entire region.
All right.
Okay. Actually, let's just say it's an entire country because that's what we are. Okay. And she gets really upset because aside from the Kung Pao chicken and the shrimp with lobster sauce and, of course, the egg rolls and the fried rice and everything, she doesn't see what she really wants. You know why? She wants a hamburger. With French fries.
Oh, okay.
So she goes on to Yelp and leaves a 3-star review because they did not have a hamburger. Crazy stuff. All right. So, Allie, tell us about how to make some money.
Before we get to that, you know, sometimes we like to give a little peek behind the curtain. That's a fun part, right, of listening to this podcast is you get to kind of see the machinations. What goes into the Kim Commando show? What goes into what we do here? There are times during the week where Kim is recording audio, usually with Jeremy. And you might think, okay, when Kim records audio, maybe she's doing a podcast. They're going to record, hit record, she does it, they turn it off. Hit record, do the next thing. No, we are recording the entire session the entire time.
Sure.
And so sometimes we pick up conversations. And this is a pretty interesting one that we picked up last week.
You know, Jeremy, I was thinking, Matt and Allie have been doing such a good job on the podcast. Now, I know this is a lot, but I'm thinking I need to quadruple their salaries and maybe an extra month or so of vacation time. I mean, they really deserve it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Cam. That's so nice. Really
thank
appreciate
you, Cam.
It. Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay. That's not me. Okay. I did not say that. I think you guys do a great job, but if anybody's going to get their salary quadrupled first, let me just tell you. Okay. Being a little selfish. Okay. It's going to be me. Going to be me. So that is our, we call it Kim 2.0. That is our artificial intelligence voice.
Yes.
That Jeremy promised me that he would never abuse it. Because I told him, I said, if you ever say, like, I did something with the entire Arizona Cardinals football team, I'm going to be so mad. Okay? So, yeah. So, anyway, but if you want to see, you want to hear it, you go to commando.com and columns, and you can actually hear me read the columns to you. And that's the voice that is doing that.
Yeah.
And in case you're like, why want somebody read an article to me? Well, then this way you can go do something else. But, yeah, so I think you guys are doing a great job. But as soon as we get some sponsors, we can talk. Okay.
Matt, maybe we can talk into like 2 weeks or something.
For sure.
Yes.
How does this relate to money? Well, you are probably not going to find someone trying to imitate Kim online because no one can. No one can sound like Kim Komando. But there are a lot of people out there doing impressions and making quite a bit of money on it. I spent a lot of time on Fiverr. Why don't you listen to this?
The Kim Komando Today podcast is a remarkable program, a true gem in the vast sea of digital media. It's like a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, comforting and invigorating at the same time. So, don't miss out on this wonderful experience. As I always say, get busy living or get busy dying. And the Kim Komando Today podcast is definitely a reason to live.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Morgan.
I love
wow,
that.
Morgan Freeman.
I just got chicken skin. That actually, that sounded like Morgan Freeman.
It really did.
100%. 100%.
If you sound like Morgan Freeman, or maybe you do a good Arnold Schwarzenegger or some other voice, Fran Drescher, maybe, you might be able to make some money. I looked around to find, okay, what are the most popular voices, the people with the most sales? Yes, Morgan and Arnold, those are two of the top ones. Of course, there's Trump. The top one says he will do a tremendous impression for you. Gandalf from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, nice.
Darth Vader. Gilbert Godfrey, which is a surprisingly popular one, I guess, if you want to annoy everyone you
know.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I found one guy. He has all 5-star reviews. He can do 50 different voices.
What?
This guy does Borat, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, and a bunch of the other popular ones. Yeah.
Wow.
So you can make some decent money doing this. That guy, he charges $25 for 10 words. And you might think $25, but 10 words, that is not going to take you very long at all. 100 words is $40. There are add-ons too. So like for this podcast, right, we had to pay for broadcast rights. We have to pay to be able to put it on our podcast. Yeah, that's just extra money in your pocket. So if you are that person who is always convincing someone that you are someone else,
you know what? That's a great idea. I love that, Morgan Freeman. We're going to have to put that in the show,
funny.
Too. You know, the big show. Yes. All right. So I will tell you, we are running late on the podcast, and this is a long joke. So we're just going to have to run late on the podcast
because
the joke is worth it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You ready? Okay. Now, this is especially good if you know somebody who likes to cruise, like to go on cruise ships. This is a joke for them. A third-rate magician is doing his magic shows on a second-rate cruise ship. Pay's pretty good. The accommodation's comfortable. The food is excellent. And he just has to do a couple of shows a day, so it's pretty easy. It's a mainly elderly audience, and they enjoy the show. It's unoriginal, but it has polish because he's done it so much. All in all, it's a pretty good gig, except for one issue. The captain has this talking parrot that he brings to every show. It's worked out how all the tricks are done, and he gives away the secrets to the audience while he's doing the trick. He says, it's a fake water jug. You know, there are rabbits under his hat. The girl's hiding in the trapdoor. He's like, oh, my gosh. The audience finds this hilarious, and the parrot does this. 2 shows a day, 7 days a week. But the magician's feeling like a little humiliated by all this. So he's depressed and desperate, and he has to come up with a new trick to wow the crowd and not have the parrot figure it all out. So he comes up with this disappearing trick involving pyrotechnics and a ring of fire, but the first night he tries it, it was pretty bad. He accidentally ignites a nearby gas line, and he causes this chain of explosions. It causes the ship to break apart and sink almost immediately. The next morning, the sun rises on this empty ocean, except for just a single piece of the shattered lifeboat with the magician clinging to one end. And guess what? The parrot is on the other end. The magician glares at the parrot. The parrot stares back, and they don't say a word to each other. This goes on for a day and another day. And finally, on the third day, the parrot breaks the silence, says to the magician, "Okay, I give up. Where's the ship?" Okay.
That was solid. That was an 8.5,
yeah,
I'd say.
That was a great joke.
All right. So before we leave, everybody, Allie, what's your parting gifts with a to-do list?
I am going to remind you about those quick cybersecurity tips. When you Google something, don't click the ads, okay? Close your browser. Go close it right now. If you can't remember the last time you closed your browser, go close it. And make sure that when you're downloading an app, you do not give away all of your contact information.
Good stuff. How about you, Matt?
You know, if you know somebody that has an old address book that is not digitized, it's really time to digitize that. You can lose a paper. There can be something, a flood or fire or anything, and then you don't have anybody's addresses. So just digitize it while you can.
And I just like to remind everybody that if you're having a few cocktails, it's an idea to buy anything online. Just that. And make sure that you sign up for our newsletters, commando.com/subscribe, and tell three people about our podcast. That'd be super sweet. And we always like to get your comments, some things that you might want us to talk about. And you can always send us an email, podcasts@commando.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again here tomorrow or next week.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.